55 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The house hits the brakes. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Debate on President Biden's Build Back Better proposal will likely not happen in the House today. Republicans are panning the plan as a reckless spending spree that will worsen inflation. Last night, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki tweeted, Republicans are rooting for inflation.
There's no Republican cheerleading for inflation. We're cheerleading for common sense economic policy that says stop spending another $5 trillion on top of the $4 trillion that you've already promised and spent this year.
Congressman French Hill, Democrats insist the social spending bill will fix inflation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is hoping for a vote by Christmas.
Make no mistake. We will keep going in the weeks ahead by passing the rest of the President Biden's Build Back Better agenda.
With infrastructure legislation a done deal, President Biden is promoting it. Today he heads to an electric vehicle plant in Michigan. Nearly a quarter million diesel-powered heavy-duty Ram trucks are being recalled. The fuel pumps can fail and cause engine stalls. So far, no reports of crashes or injuries. Business owners in Kenosha, Wisconsin are bracing for possible unrest as a jury considers the murder case against Kyle Rittenhouse. Deliberations resume next hour. Yesterday, the jury worked for almost 8 hours.
45 minutes into deliberations, and the jury asked for extra copies of the jury instructions, specifically pages 1 through 6, which are the self-defense instructions.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Iran keeps enriching uranium. The United Nations atomic watchdog says the regime has further increased its stockpile. Restrictions on UN inspectors were imposed by Iran earlier this year. America's listening to Fox News.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from Simply Safe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, Simply Safe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, Simply Safe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Protect your home and your sleep. Take 50% off a new system at simplysafe.com today.
Dell Technologies' biggest business sale of the year has arrived. Step up your vision with top tech up to 50% off during their Black Friday event. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Plus, get incredible savings on Windows 11 PCs, along with servers, monitors, and docks, all with free shipping. There's also special financing with Dell Business Credit. Get started by contacting your Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Sentencing today for another participant in the January 6th Capitol riot.
Most people know Jacob Chansley's face, or at least what he looks like with his face painted red, white, and blue while wearing a horned fur hat standing around inside the U.S. Senate chamber. The so-called QAnon shaman image has become the avatar for Capitol Hill demonstrators on January 6th, despite his later denouncing former President Donald Trump, who refused to grant him clemency in his final days in the White House. Chansley would later plead guilty to obstruction after sitting in jail for much of the year. Prosecutors today will push for 51 months in prison. Eben Brown, Fox News.
There is still time for former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows to comply with a subpoena from the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. Democratic Chairman Benny Thompson says the committee won't rush the effort to hold him in contempt of Congress. A potential medical breakthrough is being tested in Boston.
Brigham and Women's Hospital says they're launching the first human trial of a nasal vaccine aimed at preventing Alzheimer's. Doctors at the hospital say the vaccine's actually a type of bacteria which stimulates the immune system. It's supposed to activate white blood cells within the body. Those migrate to the brain and help clear plaques, which are believed to trigger Alzheimer's. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says nearly 6 million Americans suffer from the disease. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Online shopping for the holidays could reach another record this year. Reports say Americans could spend $207 billion online. That means more packages piling up on porches, which could mean more package theft. A report by CCTV Camera World finds Washington, D.C. has the highest rate of porch piracy. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Governor Pritzker signed into law a tax incentive package Tuesday that state lawmakers hope will help Illinois become a manufacturing hub for the budding electric vehicle industry. The Reimaging Electric Vehicles in Illinois, or REV Act, passed the General Assembly with near unanimous bipartisan support during the recently concluded fall session. 18-year-old pleads guilty Monday to threatening a school building. Police say Perez Collier accused of bringing a gun to Champaign School. September the 8th, he was arrested September the 17th, turning himself in. Collier, in a verbal fight with students at Centennial High School. That's what's going on. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it very much. Huge copier and printer promotions going on now at Watts Copy Systems. Save money. Call Greg Wolf, 217-352-0428. Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise. Hurry. Quantities are limited. Sometimes people don't know what goes into putting on a radio show, and sometimes you're doing 90, 100 million things.
We are juggling today.
And so far, it's not making sausage, but it's close. Greg Solier, meteorologist. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. How about you guys this morning?
Right. I just enjoy the mild feel
that
snow might be going away on me, huh?
Yes, it is a multi-wardrobe change day. If you make a living out and about, you're just going to be out and about for whatever reason. It's a nice, comfortable morning. Readings are more or less like they ought to be perhaps for October around here, but the November feel is lurking at the Mississippi and coming our way. But thank goodness no winter weather systems of any scale or magnitude out the next 10, 12, 15 days. That is inclusive of the Thanksgiving holiday as well. 58 at Willard and Savoy to 60 at Danville, 60 degrees over at the Capitol right now, but you get out northwest of the Illinois River, they fall quickly to the 50s. You get to the Mississippi, a little bit of rain, and in the low to mid 40s, and that's the stuff that'll be here towards supper time, actually in the late afternoon. So temperatures around 62, 63 begin to slide around lunchtime, and should be between about 45 and 50 by this evening, and a bit of rain this afternoon, nothing heavy nor severe, and some gusty winds as well out of the south that'll swing into the west and northwest. That'll bring in drier air. The rains will come to an end this evening, actually after midnight. They should be completely out of the area. And 34 by tomorrow morning. Tomorrow the sun is out, the breeze is stiff, and the temperature chilly as it ought to be for November at 41. Lighter winds, a good look at Friday at 42 with sunshine. And for the weekend, not half bad. Again, urge you to get your holiday decorations out or whatever you have up your sleeve Saturday and Sunday. Even trying to wrap up some of this last and lingering corn harvest over some select areas of the Midwest. 47 on Saturday, could be a sprinkle. Close to 50 on Sunday. A little more discernible change to colder weather, but drier weather into early next week. Monday, Tuesday highs are struggling to get out of the mid to upper 30s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Step out this fall with Merle Norman's City Chic Color Collection, featuring a 10-shade shadow palette, matte cheek color, and three nude rose and berry plush lipsticks. Shop now and receive a free travel-size glow-getters gift. It features exfoliating gentle polish, vitamin C-packed Brilliant C Brightening Serum, and moisturizer, plus Ultra Glow Powder Highlighter. The limited edition City Chic Color Collection and free gift with purchase are available now while supplies last at Merle Norman Champaign.
Your gift is free with the purchase of two or more Merle Norman cosmetic products. Often valid while supplies last at participating Merle Norman cosmetic studios beginning September 1st. Limit one per customer.
Well, speaking of 1971, which we were with Steve Suderman as he was loading boxes when Good Vibes started their business 50 years. This was a big one. This was a big one.
Love it.
50 years ago.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
I bet Dr. Tom Plura was probably maybe starting medical school back in 70, something like that. How are you, Tom?
I'm good. I'm real good.
Okay, yesterday, apparently, at Campus Town Urgent Care, your busiest day ever?
Yeah, we had a really busy day, busiest day for walk-in urgent care patients ever, but big flu outbreak, influenza A outbreak on campus at the U of I.
Okay, so what does that mean? What do I do? What do I do with this?
Well, I think, you know, I did some research yesterday because I'd gotten a call that they had a big outbreak at Michigan, the University of Michigan, and sure enough, I mean, we just got slammed with oodles and oodles. I saw 22 patients personally that tested positive for influenza, and so it is sweeping through the U of I really quickly.
How do we tell contagious? I mean, I know Delta variant of COVID is really, really contagious. You think this flu is that kind of way?
Well, I think this is just my opinion that we've kind of been sheltered for the past 18 months. You know, we haven't exercised, so to speak, our immune system, and we haven't been exposed to these normal viruses that are still out there. There's plenty of viruses other than COVID. So I think that has something to do with it because, boy, it is just like there's no defense here, and these kids are getting it, or kids, students. But we've been on that corner for 7 years. I've never seen anything like that at the U of I anyway.
Okay, so fevers, cough, colds, the whole thing, it's a flu. It's going to last, what, a week?
Yep. Okay. Body aches. Surprisingly, how many students, healthy students, come and say, I feel like I've been hit by a train or feel like I've been run over by a truck. A fever, high fevers, mainly body aches and upper respiratory congestion, nasal congestion, stuffiness.
All right. Tom, again, I hate to beat a dead horse here, but are there studies that suggest the masks are good? And if so, how come Florida hasn't done it and their numbers are better than Illinois', which we've done it and we're one of only six states now remaining with mask mandates?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the mask at all. I don't think they're doing what people think they do. I think there's some downside effects. Something as simple as just allowing us to be exposed on a gradual natural basis to the common pathogens that exist. I mean, we're just artificially creating a situation where we're not exercising our immune system. That's one man's opinion.
Okay, so. But again, the studies suggested there's certain type of masks are better than other types of masks. And again, if we have a flu outbreak, if we were wearing masks, then you'd think that would be less. Again, it's very difficult to understand because it's inconsistent.
Yeah, I don't think anybody really knows the answer. The data is certainly inconclusive, and you know, certainly people in the United States, I know the people that I see, we're ready to get rid of the masks. The U of I students aren't going to continue to wear their masks. Certainly, the United States isn't a country that is, I guess, open to just 24 hours a day for 365 days a year wearing masks. It's just not going to happen. And it's not natural, in my opinion. That's just my humble opinion.
All right. Finally, football coach Brett Bielema tested positive for COVID. He will not coach at Iowa Saturday. He had both shots and the booster. But he said, you know, he talked to the press yesterday. He said, I've kind of have the sniffles. That's what you're seeing if you've been vaccinated, I think, right?
Right. Mainly upper respiratory illness. Certainly we're seeing the majority of the positives that I'm seeing are people who have been vaccinated. And in them, it's the common cold. You might have watched the basketball game the other night where U of I played up at Marquette. And nobody had masks on in the crowd. I mean, virtually nobody.
Yeah.
It's odd. At some point, we got to reevaluate what we're doing. And I wish the coach well. I'm sure he'll be communicating via phone or whatever to the sidelines. Wish Illini the best.
Kind of, it feels a little like, except you know, when the kids got chicken pox and you kind of wanted them to get it over with, kind of thing, and so you weren't putting masks on them to prevent them from getting it, you kind of wanted to get it over with when they were young, kind of feel. But again, if our immune system has been so protected, we are more susceptible, so that would make sense as you think. So Tom, we appreciate it. It's campustownurgentcare.com. I hope you don't have that many patients today and you get a little rest, huh?
We're hoping. I think U of I goes on break on Friday.
Yeah,
so
right.
But, it is what it is. That's why we're there. So just watch out for the flu in Champaign-Urbana, that's for sure.
Thanks, Tom. Keep up your good work. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Dr. Tom Plura, campustownurgentcare.com, right at Wright and Green Street.
And, of course, washing our hands. I've kind of been slipping on that, but it's key to keep that up and make sure you're doing a hand sanitizer and all that when you're touching high-touch places around when you're out and about.
So, Diane has lost weight with Profile by Sanford. She continues her maintenance program. How's that going?
It's going good. And that 65-pound loss, people are asking how quickly. About 8 months. And keeping it off inside the last 3 months has been no problem. And the healthy lifestyle coach every step of the way, to me, has been key to the Profile by Sanford program. And right now, you can take advantage of their buy 3 months, get three free deal. You pay for 3 months with the health coach, and you get 3 months absolutely free. Mm. Now, this is only good through the month of November. So if you're talking about giving yourself a gift or giving your family a gift, maybe you should all talk about it and make this your family gift. You can save money if you have more people using the scale that they give you and having all the tools that come to your phone on this weight loss journey. And of course, you can get that free consultation. One thing that's key is it's, exactly what you need in your life. It's not a cookie cutter kind of diet. It's something that fits you personally, and they'll come to the root with what some of your issues might have been. All you need to do is call 403-9080, 217-403-9080 to get that free consultation, or just visit profileplan.com and use that code DD for $100 off.
You look like Charlie Brown's mother because your head's cut off in the shot. So.
I'm sorry. And I bought this shirt from Goodwill or somewhere, and it keeps popping open. I know why.
Okay, we might want to lower that. Sit down just a little bit.
Well, I don't even know why it's on me.
You're talking in sports. It should be on you.
Okay.
Let's check your sports headline.
Well, Parkland's soccer team is moving on in the postseason. They won 3-2 over Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College. So that was good news. Arizona over the St. Louis Blues 3-2 yesterday. In NBA action, we'll have the Bulls in Portland at it tonight. Oh, by the way, the Blackhawks in Seattle are going at it this evening. We also have Brett Bielema and his positive COVID-19 test that's trending here in Illini Nation. Of course, he won't be part of the game in Iowa at 1 o'clock then, but he's got a plan and addressed the media yesterday about all of that. One thing that's trending in NCAA basketball is Seton Hall beating Michigan 67-65. We had a text in saying that was in Michigan and at their house.
Yeah.
And they trailed by 11 points the last 15 seconds.
Stay connected to your finances while you're on the go this holiday season with Busey mobile app. Manage your accounts anytime, anywhere using your mobile device. Mobile banking at Busey provides a number of advantages for users, including convenience. If your cell phone is within reach, you can literally access your accounts. It saves you a lot of time, and it's safe and secure with the proper security measures in place. Busey offers options on how you access your accounts on the go with the Busey mobile app, the Busey.com website. You can visit the site if you don't have the ability to download apps, but still want to access your accounts on the go. Busey, dedicated to making your banking hassle-free no matter where your holiday travel plans take you. With their innovative and secure mobile solutions, download the Busey mobile app today to access your accounts anytime, anywhere. Go to Busey.com, call 800-67-BUSEY for details. Member FDIC, I can write checks via my mobile app. It's very easy to use, safe and secure. I've been using that a long time to check balances every 5 minutes if I want.
Very easy
mm-hmm. to do. It's Busey for 150 years, Busey.com. All right, ESPN 93.5, we want to check your weather forecast and see what the heck we're looking like.
Nice, mild morning.
Let's check weather for Champaign-Urbana, East Central, and vicinity. A change is a-coming, if not underway. Winds will come around to the north. Temperatures will fall as the day wears on today. And there's some rain in the forecast as well, but nothing major on the maps and charts over the next 10, 12, 15 days. That will include a good stretch of the Thanksgiving holiday break later on next week, although later next week, signs of some colder weather expected to build on in, perhaps as early as Monday to Tuesday. But apart from that, nothing major around here. especially regarding winter time. Those temperatures will fall this afternoon after what was a mild morning and some rain overspreads the area as well. Winds will shift northerly. The rain ends just after midnight tonight, down to 34. Mostly sunny, windy, colder for the day tomorrow at 41. We'll bottom out with a good hard freeze at 23 for tomorrow night under a clear sky. Mostly sunny, light wind for the day Friday at 42. Clouds increase Saturday. Could be a few sprinkles on Sunday. Weekend high temperatures into the upper 40s. Back to some colder weather with Monday highs in the 30s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Go to GoSteever.com. We're doing the $50 to Long Branch. GoSteever.com. If you'd like steak dinner from me, GoSteever.com.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Target was seeing sales up more than 12% in the recent quarter, and it says it's been able to stock up ahead of Black Friday. Target's earnings topped forecasts, and it's more optimistic about this year. Target ordered early and chartered its own ships to get around supply chain issues. Home improvement chain Lowe's also reported an upbeat quarter and is raising its expectations. Groundbreakings for new homes declined 0.7% in October. The drop in housing starts is a surprise. However, building permits increased 4%, a sign that future construction will be picking up. The TSA says the number of airline passengers traveling for Thanksgiving this year is expected to rebound to pre-pandemic levels, though it expects staffing to be sufficient. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda. Invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Monday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and solutions to the biggest and most important issues of the day. You can hear new episodes every Monday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
822 ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J, welcoming Tracy Dace from Dream. Tracy, how are you?
I'm well. Good morning, Stevie.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Tell me what Dream is.
Dream is a community impact organization located here in Champaign. Dream stands for Driven to Reach Excellence and Academic Achievement for Males. We serve youth in Champaign and also Rantoul, and we hope to serve youth in Urbana in the future.
Okay, why did you start this?
I saw a need, and I wanted to be a part of a solution in the community, particularly around how do we build educational success and wellness for African-American boys.
Okay, so what is your story, Tracy?
I'm originally from Mississippi, so I'm a country boy. Grew up with a mother who valued and instilled education in all of us, all five of her kids. We're all college educated. Mm. And so those foundational teachings and support really inspired me to share that with other children and to provide that sanctuary, that safe place for them to grow and be successful as well.
Is that why? Because of your mom? And what about the kids that they didn't pick their mom or dad, right? I mean, they didn't have anybody like your mom. And yeah. So, I mean, you're going, darn it, if they'd had your mom, then maybe they'd have gone to college.
Well, it's about village building, right? Mm-hmm. And so despite that some children may not have the same set of supports, it is still the moral responsibility of the village to create those supports, to create those organizations and programs that's going to provide them with, you know, those pathways to opportunity.
It's certainly possible, and it's been done a lot, but, man, it helps when you have a mama that wants you to do what you're supposed to do, and that's what you did, Tracy. Well, and now you're sharing all that.
Yeah, it helps for us to have, it helps for us to have parents and aunties and grandmamas and granddads and teachers in our lives that believe in us. So that's very, very important.
Because if you had made the wrong choice as you were a kid, you'd have heard about it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I would have gotten a good spanking.
But what is happening, I think, now is the 8-9-year-old kid getting beat up on the way to school needs protection, so they kind of join a group, and then that group turns out to be not so good, and then the influences go through that, and then you got to do this to prove yourself kind of stuff. How does the cycle stop?
The cycle stops by having balance in our community. So we need programs like DREAM and other programs in this community that create spaces for resiliency and healing and trauma to be healed, right? And so it's important for us to continue to support youth development, to continue to support mental health services, and also to continue to support schools, because those are the spaces where we make a difference, where we can really begin to disrupt cycles that you, you know, may be thinking about right now.
Okay, so how do you reach kids? Mm-hmm.
How do we reach kids? Mm-hmm. Oh, we have some amazing parents, and they are the biggest marketers for DREAM. They go out and share the impact and the experiences of their kids and also their experiences with others, and they help us to reach other, you know, to reach more dreamers. We also have really positive and strong relationships with school districts here and other social service agencies, and we've also increased our ability to be visible, you know, in the community and also through our social media marketing as well.
What ages are you talking about here, Tracy?
So our impact is deep. And so we start at the age of three with a long-term investment in the lives of boys and young men. So we reach them and teach them until they reach the age of 24.
So in what ways, especially for those young adults, are you taking them to colleges or showing them some ideas about trades?
Absolutely, absolutely. So the work around that 16 to 24 population centers on how do we build strength-based programs to support their dreams, right? And so we definitely introduce them to life skills. We prepare them for the workforce. We also have funding. We've been blessed to have funding that creates job opportunities. So work-based learning experiences through like WIOA and other local programs and funding sources, so that we give those opportunities to them to develop work skills. We also have partnered with the University of Illinois, the Weatherization Training Institute, so that they can have the resource of developing a pathway to a career that's sustainable, that can help break, you know, poverty and those sorts of things.
No, I mean, I find zero problem what you're doing. I think it's great.
Exactly.
Yeah. DREAAM.org.
DREAAM.org.
So people, they gave you money. What would the money go?
If they would give us money, it would continue to support our programs and also our expansion. We are in the process of developing and implementing a early childhood program. And so, community, please stay tuned. This program will serve black boys ages 3 to 5 and really focusing on how do we develop early black positive cultural education, because that's so important for their well-being. We also are preparing to launch a campaign around called Hope for the Future. And so this is our effort and one of our solutions to violence prevention in Champaign County. How do we create hope in our communities? How do we create a spirit of resiliency among our children so that they understand their greatness, their power, their possibilities. And so Hope for the Future, we will be sharing more about that in January and later this year as a way of encouraging us to really pour into our children so that we can have a brighter future and healthy outcomes.
Tracy Dace, it's DREAM, DREAAM.org. God bless you, man. You're reaching down, helping.
Thank you so much.
Something really, really important.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Really appreciate you coming by. Come back. All right, 828 ESPN 93.5.
PDR Automotive has been in business since 1973. That's 12 presidential elections. PDR can service your vehicle, whether it's powered by gasoline, diesel fuel, hybrid, or totally electric. Change is inevitable, but one thing you can always count on being consistent is PDR and their ability to service your vehicle no matter what you drive. Specializing in advanced electrical systems. Online at PDRauto.com. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481.
Illini fans, Jets is Detroit-style pizza. Now build your perfect three-topping large pizza for just $15.99.
freshly made dough pressed into steel pans inspired by the Motor City. Topped with premium mozzarella, Mama Jet's secret sauce, fresh toppings, and baked to the thickest, crispiest, cheesy crunch. Jet's is Detroit-style pizza. A large three-topping pizza, just $15.99. Online code 3TOP. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Need a little good news in your life? State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Illinois, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is ready to help you save in Champaign-Urbana. Call Kurt today at 352-1411. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Okay, gonna do some news and weather your way coming up in just seconds. GoStever.com Long Branch Steakhouse, $50 bill to eat there. If you've not been there, I think you'll enjoy it. Filet. Get the filet. Get it medium rare. Ask for some potatoes of that. Oh, yeah. So GoStever.com, GoStever.com. Click accept. You get an email tonight if you're one of our winners. It's Long Branch Steakhouse at GoStever.com.
News, I'm Karen McHugh. Despite supply chain shortages from coast to coast, many retailers are reporting upbeat sales figures.
Target's recent quarter was much stronger than expected. Sales were up more than 12%, and Target is raising its forecast for the year. Home improvement company Lowe's saw its sales increase more than 2% in its recent quarter. It was supposed to see sales decline because of supply chain issues and other challenges.
Fox's Ginny Cassola. The deliberation phase of the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial in its second day as protesters both for and against the defendant continue to gather outside the Kenosha courthouse.
There's a lot of people out there who are curious why they're even there. This has nothing to do with race.
Rittenhouse spokesman David Hancock on Fox and Friends. Wisconsin's governors called out the National Guard as a precaution. America is listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. City of Champaign offering something extra to drivers this holiday season. For the entire month of December, drivers receiving 2 hours of free parking at the Hill Street parking deck in downtown Champaign. No purchase necessary for drivers to receive the discount. Yep. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim. Let us check our ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Roy, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Change is getting underway with a cold front expected to swing on by and some gusty wind issues that were prevalent through the morning hours. They'll come around into the north this afternoon and a corresponding drop-off in temperature readings. And weather quiets down, stays on the slightly chillier side of average between tomorrow and Friday. A nice recovery over the weekend and a pretty decent stretch of weather for mid-November anticipated. Maybe a few raindrops on Sunday. That's on the next cold front that'll drop temperatures down to maybe a little more early December feel into early next week. Next, a weather system after that, perhaps a bit of rain in the forecast here as temperatures inch back close to seasonal norms towards the Thanksgiving holiday. We'll keep you posted. So turning colder after what was a mild morning with a bit of rain breaking out. Winds will shift to the north and temperatures will fall. Overnight lows down to 34. Rain will shut down just after midnight. Sunshine for the day tomorrow. Gusty wind at 41. Good hard freeze at 23 for tomorrow night. Friday, sunshine in 42. It's upper 40s for the weekend. For Steve BJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
All right, thank you, Greg. So we'll enjoy these mild temps here today for sure. Bob and Anna had their Lincolnshire homes listed, Lincolnshire Fields out West Champaign, listed with another agent. It sat for over 150 days. They had already purchased another home, so they really had to get this thing done. So what they did is they found the Nate Evans Group. And within a few short weeks, they did a few this and that's that weren't expensive. And the home sold for $407,000. And they got it done with Bob and Anna, Lincolnshire Fields, and they're sure happy with Nate Evans.
Right. Great to be mortgage-free on that situation. If you're ready to move into your dream home but still need to sell your current home, it doesn't have to be a hectic process. You can call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans at 217-239-7113. You can know that Nate is a friend you can trust in the business, and he knows a lot of the ins and outs. And even in a hot market, you want to know you're getting the most out of the sale on your home. It's a simple Google of Nate Evans Group. and start packing.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Illini Link is the University of Illinois Alumni Association's new professional networking and flash mentorship platform. Join the Illinois alumni community at illinilink.illinois.edu. Network with other alumni in your industry. Mentor students or other alumni in a short-term or long-term format, depending on your availability. Find a mentor for yourself. Join the Illini Link community today at illinilink.illinois.edu. Go Illini!
25 before 9 o'clock, Charles had texted in. Urbana City Council votes 4-3 to not set a budget for license plate readers. What a clown festival. The privacy concerns are a bunch of baloney. Every business you walk into has cameras. Every person has a cell phone that tracks their movement. Campus has over 2,000 cameras that record 24/7, and an ever-growing number of homes have doorbells that are capable of recording all the way to the street. If somebody wanted to teach a course on ineptitude, it would be the Urbana City Council. And then Rick followed that up with, I would like to hear real logic of voting down the license plate readers. The invasion of privacy issues is less serious than what's going on in our community. Very disappointed in their weak decision. Do they really want to fix the problem? I'm very frustrated. Thank you for that text. So apparently, this is giving the police the capabilities to I guess, scan license plates.
Right. And they do this in Chicago and many other communities. But Urbana deciding not to move forward on this.
Okay. Again, I have got to get deeper and better versed in it. But it helps you track people and maybe get makes and models of cars and maybe even see suspects and stuff like that. But I really have to dig deep and get into the issue. I don't know why. When you get... You know, notices in the mail about your privacy issues. You know, sometimes banks and credit cards, you have to say, it is cutting down trees unnecessarily. Because nobody in the history of humans have ever read anything about privacy. There is no privacy. Forget about it. There's cameras everywhere, as the text said. You're telling me camera readers on vehicles? I mean, what the heck? That doesn't appear at all out of step with what the heck we're doing. We live in a police state in that sense. There's no privacy. Anybody can find out anybody about you anytime. Forget privacy. You can feel like it's private. You can. I tell you how you want privacy. Here's how you get privacy. You go to Montana, you buy 1,000 acres, you build a shack, and you don't have any electricity. You have no phone, no electricity, no nothing. And in about 5 years, you might fall off the grid. That's just how it is. That's just what it is, and that's the way it is, and so forth. You know, in the auspices of privacy, it's silly because I contend there is no privacy. So Montana, 1,000 acres, no electricity, no phone, off the grid, 5 years, maybe you won't show up.
So I just pulled up the news story. This one is off of our local Fox affiliate. After months of conversations, presentations, and debate, Urbana City Council has decided on Monday not to move forward with the automatic license plate readers. Now the question remains what new ways the city will try to address the ongoing gun violence crisis.
Well, I wonder how license plate readers helps gun violence. How does it help diminish gun violence?
Because you can track from these license plate readers who was in the neighborhood at the time of the shooting.
Well, what if I take my plate off?
I mean...
Well, what if I do? If I go through Chicago Tollway and I don't have a license plate, they can't get me. I'm just saying, isn't there a way to combat that?
I guess.
I mean, right? You can get the make and model
you
of killer.
Think of something.
No, I'm just saying, when you get into stuff like this, there's always something else that the bad guy's going to think of. If I can think of it in a second's notice, just mark out your plate or spray paint a 3 to an 8 you know, it's going to be tough.
So some of the council members that were quoted, I think there are concerns for me and the effectiveness of this and safety as well. If we're going to move forward with its oversight and accountability, safety mechanisms, I don't feel confident are in place. The council voted 4-3 not to move forward with the installation of 20 scanners in town.
Okay, so whatever. What is the plan, though? What is the plan to stop the violence?
It goes on to say the city has record gun violence here in 2021 with 93 shootings and 8 homicides being reported as of November 10th.
Well, I'll just have to get better briefed on what the thinking is on license plate readers actually stopping the violence.
So there's as much of it as an $18 million plan from American Rescue Plan Mayor Diane Marland had talked about in this news article.
All right. Well, again, people have commented this morning about it. And again, I took a broader sense of, you know, our feeling that it invades privacy. I'm sorry. If you really think you have privacy, check the Google cars that drive by your neighborhood.
For sure.
You can find anybody's house with the address and then look on the front porch. There's no privacy.
I know.
We did it to stop the terrorists, right? The Patriot Act and everything. So they can get into anybody's business under the auspices. You're up to no good.
Yeah. Okay. I was just looking over to see if there's any other relevant text to this. But you had already talked about this. If they really want to fix the problem, I'm frustrated about this.
Well, I did. And I don't know. Okay. Again, you could have a nice little public hearing and everybody's going to have a different opinion what to do. Number one, we have to follow the law. Number two, we have to prosecute those that don't follow the law. And when you start picking and choosing the laws we follow and having no bail set for certain people and all these other things that are, we're just, what are we doing? We're putting the police on their heels, law and order in the heels. It's hurting our civilization. It's hurting life as we know it. Because when you back the police down, there's something that fills a void. Normally it's bad guys.
So a story just came in from the city of Champaign about last night at 11:14 p.m. how Champaign police responded to the area of East Bradley and North Neal Street for a report of an accident with injuries. Upon arrivals, officers discovered a pedestrian in the roadway with life-threatening injuries. The pedestrian, 29-year-old male, was transported to a local hospital where he succumbed to his injuries. The preliminary investigation indicates the pedestrian was walking northbound on Bradley Avenue when he fell and was struck by an oncoming vehicle. The driver of the vehicle is cooperating with the police and was not impaired. No tickets have been issued. State police are assisting with the investigation and the reconstruction of this accident scene.
All right, 8:42. Brett Bielema will not coach at Iowa. George McDonald, the wide receiver coach, will be the guy running the show. But with an incredibly organized staff, Brett had already thought of a contingency in case he was testing positive for COVID, which he did. It's breakthrough because he's had both shots and the booster. But on the screen that I saw with the media yesterday, it was sniffles and sneezing and did not look very very bad at all. But nonetheless, he's in isolation for X number of days, whatever that is. But he has it all in place. He had a plan just in case. And he said, I watched practice, and it looked great. It was spirited. It's next man up, just like our. And again, I mentioned earlier in the show, if you do that with your business where you can walk out of the building and things are going to function, you're a really good manager.
Yeah, you should have a depth chart wherever you are.
Josh Whitman walks around with names in his pocket of who's going to be the next coach if something happens. And you just have to prepare. So your office or your business, if you disappear for a month in the Bahamas, you ought to make money, and it ought to be clicking right along.
There you go.
Because you've got infrastructure and people that can do it. Brett Bielema yesterday.
It was late last night when I learned that I was COVID positive through a test that I took earlier in the day. Felt fine, really had no issues. Felt some different mild symptoms coming on. I had actually returned from Saturday recruiting and tested on Saturday, was negative. Felt great on Saturday night. The only bad part was I had to wait for about 5 hours to get my results because I had two little girls at home that were waiting to see their dad. Saturday was clean. Sunday, because of getting back into work, felt good all day. Really had no issues on Monday. There are some things going around in the building, and then, like I said, some things in just campus in general that nobody made me, nobody forced me. On Monday afternoon, I ran over and got tested and then got the results back late last night.
All right, Brett Bielema yesterday won't be at the Iowa game, but again, George McDonald will make the final call if they have to go for it or whatever they decide to do. Otherwise, everybody's kind of in charge of the area. Ben's got the special teams. Tony's got the offense. Ryan's got the defense. Mm-hmm. And by the way, just FYI, because everybody doesn't say it properly, when Brett Bielema first got to town, is it Bielema? That's the proper way to say it, isn't it, Brett?
It's pretty close. It's Bielema. The second he's a little silent, though. Bielema.
Okay. That's it.
And I love that you captured that. And did, it's I'm, from
but he said
the
it.
Horse's
now,
mouth.
Does he care? Not a bit. Bielema. I shouldn't care at all. But I feel like Gladys Kravitz from Bewitched. No. I saw that. You're wrong. It doesn't matter, but it is Bielema, FYI.
You have the ideas, the tenacity, and the follow-through. UC Bank's experts are here to help with the capital. With deep knowledge and trusted guidance, UC will help you prepare a comprehensive financial business plan that boosts your livelihood and keeps your business successful for years to come. UC Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
The Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center. Looking for lifeguards and letting you know about the Holiday Aquatics Camp. Monday through Friday at Urbana Park District during winter break, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Open for kids from 6 to 12. All abilities welcome. Register today for the Holiday Aquatics Camp at the Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center. Call 217-367-1544 or visit urbanaparks.org to register. Urbana Park District, you belong here.
Natex is happy to give away a Train AC furnace installation and 1 year of service to a deserving local law enforcement officer.
Hello?
Is this Art Miller?
This is.
You're a police officer for Champaign.
Yes.
You win!
Wow, I'm kind of speechless.
Congratulations to the two winners of Natex's fifth annual AC and furnace giveaway for local veterans and law enforcement officers. Your service does not go unnoticed.
I'm extremely grateful for this. Thank you so much.
Visit MATTEXService.com today. Matex, feel the difference.
Carpet Weavers is flooring their customers. They work with the biggest brands to bring you the best selections and prices on hardwood, luxury tile, carpet, and more. Stop in at 616 West Market View Drive in Champaign and let one of their sales associates help you find the perfect flooring for your lifestyle. Their 100% satisfaction guarantee allows you to be confident in your purchase. Carpet Weavers has been flooring people with beautiful carpet and flooring since 1988. In fact, they're nationally ranked as one of the top 25 specialty flooring stores in the country. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
Why do people go to PDR Automotive in Urbana? Because they take care of people like you. Angie dropped off her car to get her brakes evaluated. After a serious problem was discovered, they quoted her $2,100 that she would need to fix the problem.
I couldn't afford it, and I told them I better settle up and hope things don't get worse. PDR found a used part, sent off for it, and kept the bill at the original price. Who does that? I can't stop talking about them and have recommended them to people already. They are my new mechanic.
PDR Automotive on Cunningham in Urbana.
Okay, Texter and Rantoul.
Yeah, Rantoul's cameras identified the car and assisted in catching the shooters who fled to Champaign and were found and apprehended in Urbana at that country club golf course. I remember when that happened.
Okay, so again, how would that have worked? They got a camera view of the car and the plate?
Yes.
And then they knew that was the car, so they were able to track it via name?
Well, they were able to track the vehicle.
So you had a make on the vehicle.
By the time it got in Urbana, and those people got out of their car and fled to Urbana Country Club.
All right. Well,
remember, there was an incident at Steak and Shake, too, with a lady waiting at the drive-in, and they tried to get in her car. I mean, crazy.
All right. Well, there's a great example of that working.
Yes.
I don't exactly know the mechanics of it and how somebody would have found, because there's readers everywhere. So anyway, good work on the police, and why wouldn't you give them another tool for that? There's a great example. The next time you're out and around, why don't you stop into Pards in Urbana? Quality and service, that's their motto. And they have so much more than Western gear. A huge selection of jewelry, Breyer collectible toys, gift cards, and the best boots you can buy anywhere. They feature an enormous collection of jeans, shirts, outerwear, belts, and hats. Pards is so much more than just a Western shop. Stop in and see it for yourself, just off University Avenue or online at Pards.com.
For beautiful bells and stately stands, a perfect place to watch the lights dance. And it's all right here at Prairie Gardens. Many styles and sizes from which to choose. And with a style expert, you'll find the one perfect for you. No questions unanswered. We make it simple, you see. So you rest easy this Christmas with your tree guarantee. Allowing memories to last with a lifetime of glee. Only at Prairie Gardens. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, framing, and...
Ho, ho, ho! Totally Christmas!
Just because you have a home security system in place doesn't mean you are properly secured. Tired of poor customer service? Feel like you're paying too much for monitoring? Marcom Security may be able to make you feel more secure. Right now, Marcom Security is offering a free alarm takeover on qualified systems. That's right, we may be able to do a simple alarm takeover and save you money on monitoring. No more lame customer service or overpaying for monitoring. To learn more, check out marcomsecurity.com and have a secure day.
The timing can be tricky when you need to sell a home and buy another one. I'm Diane Ducey. Trust the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty. They have the expertise and tools to help you do both seamlessly on your timeline. Google Nate Evans Group today.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Champaign, Urbana, East Central, and vicinity. A change is a-coming, if not underway. Winds will come around to the north. Temperatures will fall as the day wears on today. And there's some rain in the forecast as well, but nothing major on the maps and charts over the next 10, 12, 15 days. That will include a good stretch of the Thanksgiving holiday break later on next week, although later next week, signs of some colder weather expected to build on in, perhaps as early as Monday to Tuesday. But apart from that, nothing major around here, especially regarding winter time. Those temperatures will fall this afternoon after what was a mild morning and some rain overspreads the area as well. Winds will shift northerly. The rain ends just after midnight tonight, down to 34. Mostly sunny, windy, colder for the day tomorrow at 41. We'll bottom out with a good hard freeze at 23 for tomorrow night under a clear sky. Mostly sunny, light wind for the day Friday at 42. Clouds increase Saturday. Could be a few sprinkles on Sunday. Weekend high temperatures into the upper 40s. Back to some colder weather with Monday highs in the 30s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Sometimes the team at Banco Overhead Door in Muhammad gets asked,
what kind of garage doors can you repair?
What they should be asked is,
what kind of garage doors don't you repair?
The team at Banco is ready to serve your needs, whether it's brand new door installation or even just replacing sections of your current model. They also offer installation of safety sensors and weather stripping to keep yourselves and your doors safe from harm. Whether it's a new door, custom door, a motor, a part, or an existing door, Banco repairs it all. Find out more about what the team at Banco can do for you at 217-590-4085.
Bulldog Disposal in Muhammad is excited to introduce a brand new service, the Doggy Bag. It's a 6-cubic yard dumpster bag that's perfect for all your household cleanouts, small remodels, or repairs. Have pieces of an old roof you need to get rid of? Use the Doggy Bag. Have a garage full of junk? Use the Doggy Bag. Bulldog will drop the bag off and let you keep it as long as you need to. Then, once you've got it filled, they'll come back and pick it up. Find out more online at bulldoggybag.com.
Drive in, drive out. Recycling's what Max is all about. You can make some cash and do your share. We make it really simple because we care. It doesn't matter, large or small. Our friendly staff will handle it all. Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit kelseyfurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook. Kelsey Furniture, quality for less. Country Squire Cleaners has a deal for you. In honor of their new shirt press, if you want to get a laundered men's dress shirt done, bring in three shirts, you get one free. That's right, this week only, take in your shirts, every third shirt will be free. And remember, only 2 weeks remain on the household items, 20% off, your bedspreads, your blankets, your drapery. It's all at Country Squire Cleaners. Visit Country Squire Cleaners at CountrySquireCleaners.com. Yeah, taking six shirts, I think you get two free. What the heck?
It's so easy over at the crossing when you drive on through to and visit with Marcy or Peggy or any of their
Garbers and then Country Squire Round Barn. So two locations, either that's Garbers or Country Squire, but that's a great deal. Texter is an observer of liberal city government. If it costs money and may protect innocent people, it's politically safer to do nothing. Thank you for that. Okay, Festival of Trees.
It's coming. Hilton Garden Inn, presented by PNC on Saturday the 20th, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Could be a fun date night. Sunday, it's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Of course, you're bidding on the trees and wreaths. You're helping young people in our area with their great Bright Starts program and more. You could do that $20 with Kay Darling Photography and get your holiday pictures sent to your email. Details at festivaloftrees.org.
All right, back tomorrow. John Decker highlights the program. Journalist extraordinaire, Gray Television. That'll be at 7:35 tomorrow. The boys this afternoon. I think Lante's back.
He is from Hawaii.
Canned, rusted, and ready. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Have a great Wednesday.
This is Dr. Margaret Tate with OSF Healthcare at Family Medicine in Champaign. Just want to remind everybody to keep up with your yearly physicals. This is a time for you to sit down with your doctor and talk about all of the preventative healthcare measures what we have available for you. With the pandemic, we realize that people have been putting off getting their physicals, but we want to stress the importance of getting them done. When you get your physical and catch up to date with all of your healthcare screenings, it helps us identify issues before something serious occurs. So it seems counterintuitive to go to the doctor when you feel well, but it's important for us to get to know you as you're well so that we can recognize serious symptoms when you come in for your sick visits. It can be dangerous to put off your physical because early detection for certain cancers is key. To some tips for going to your physical, write down what questions you have, bring someone with you. A lot of times doctors are giving you a lot of information all at once. For details, visit osfhealthcare.org.
It's Black November at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
You'd better think of something amazing. Our customers want great deals.
I have an idea. An idea that will change mankind as we know it. When I snap my fingers, half of all the appliances in the store will go on sale. The universe will never be the same.
Honey, look. I was standing here 1 second, and the appliance was full price. Now it's on sale. Out of nowhere.
Look over here. All these appliances have a free extended protection plan.
Hey, over here, interest-free financing until 2023 just showed up.
All of our customers will experience the best shopping season ever at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. It's my master plan.
Dennis? Dennis, are you all right?
Never been better. It's the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World Black November Sale. And with a snap of my fingers, nearly half our inventory has been marked down. It's the best deal in the galaxy. Wow.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Pickleball is all the rage, and Urbana Park District's Brookins Gym is ready for you from 9 to 11 a.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays through May 26th. Pickleball is a cross between tennis and badminton, a great way to get exercise and you can meet new friends. It only costs $1 at the door at Brookins Gym, whether you're new or experienced in pickleball. All ages and abilities are welcome. Kyle or Joe have details at 217-255-8601 or visit urbanaparks.org. Urbana Park District, you belong here.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. is your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
Did you know that the largest security monitoring company in our area has been sold? You will if you try to give them a call.
All of our representatives are currently busy.
When it comes to your home security and peace of mind, the last thing anyone wants to hear is
the estimated hold time is 96 minutes.
Don't be left on hold. Trust the local and family-owned company who have been doing this for almost 50 years. Trust Barcom. Give them a call at 217-679-2387. They'll actually
Barcom Security.
Answer the phone. Barcom Security. Have a secure day.
Matex is happy to give away an Amana AC furnace installation and 1 year of service to a deserving local veteran. And this is what her sister wrote. Sergeant Stock did tours in Turkey, Italy, and other areas. She's always been one to volunteer for any task. I feel anyone who served our country is deserving of some assistance when it's available to them, but please consider Ann Stock for the heating and air system. Congratulations to the two winners of Matex's fifth annual AC and furnace giveaway. Visit M-A-T-T-E-X service.